Well, fresh off the stage here at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo is Diane Nyad. She's a distance swimmer. Now, Diane, your message tonight was inspirational to many FFA members. You're a distance swimmer. You've tried five times to swim across to one of the most challenging areas. Let's just, for folks that weren't here, just give a quick overview of what your speech was tonight.
Well, I suppose, you know, the speech is filled with the vocabulary of swimming and of endurance sports because, you know, that's what this particular quest was all about, doing this 111-mile swim that people had tried for decades, and I had tried, as you say, five times. But really, down deep, there were 25 million people who followed us. We were the number one Google search in the world, and I don't say that to be braggartly. I say that because there was such a worldwide interest, not because it was a sporting event, because it was an event of human spirit. And everybody, people are trying to beat cancer. People have lost their jobs. Kids are growing up in poverty. Everybody has a dream. Everybody has obstacles to get over. And I think that I represent the spirit of you're going to get knocked down. You're not going to make it the first time. If your dreams are big, if your obstacles are big, what you need to do is get back up. You need to keep your faith. You need to have a good team around you. And you will one day get there.
Let's dive more into that. So you tried five times to swim from Cuba to Florida, which is an incredible feat, as you mentioned. The fifth time you were able to do it, it took 53 hours. And in Las Vegas, they were betting a 0% chance all across the board the fifth time you tried. Talk about that when so many people had said you weren't able to do it, yet you were able to.
I understood why. I was never mad. You know, I don't think that whole syndrome of I'll show you. The reason I'm doing this is to show you you're wrong. Boy, if I were in that business, you know, it's negative. So I let go. You know, when people on our team said it just, I've seen it now. I've seen it up close. I've seen it four times. It cannot be done. Good luck if you're going again, but I almost died out there with you. I'm not going again. Never, ever, you know, minded, you know, or criticize somebody for dropping out. But I, no matter life or death, which is not hyperbole with that box jellyfish, 65-mile-an-hour winds come up in 2 minutes out there in the Gulf Stream. And, you know, if one of your boats capsizes out there, there's no Coast Guard in the middle of the night going to be saving you. So it's a dangerous mission. And I never blamed anybody for doubting, whether they were close to me or strangers writing on Facebook. But I have to admit that even when I was whipped the four times that I didn't make it, and I was whipped, I never lost faith in it. I somehow still believe. Now, would I have continued going? It depends what new you can bring to the venture. Each time we had new science, new technology, new ways to tap the human spirit. If I had run out of that, if I had said, we're just going back with the same old protocols and we're just going to ram our heads up against the wall again and maybe we'll get lucky this time, then probably not. That would have been the end. But we were still coming back with something new. And that's what kept me going.
Let's back up a bit further to when you first got your inspiration to start swimming. You shared with the FFA members, your father was a big inspiration and also your swimming instructor. Talk about where you got that wild hair to decide you're going to swim from Cuba to Florida and your reason for starting to swim.
Yeah, well, first of all, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So often, you know, people growing up at the Minnesota-Canada border become hockey players. I was down in a warm climate with a warm ocean and there were lots of Olympic swimmers and world-class swimmers. So I was sort of in a milieu that promoted swimming. And then I had this colorful, eccentric father. He was Greek. He spoke with a very thick accent. And he knew nothing about swimming, but he believed in destiny. He was very Greek, you know, and he opened the dictionary for me the day I turned five and read from it. He had a real thick accent, and he said, looking here, your name. And your name, do you know in Greek what it means? The nymphs that were the swimmers, they swam to protect the gods in the rivers, in the lakes, in the ocean. So he really believed that my destiny was to become a swimmer. I don't particularly believe in destiny now that I've grown up and have my own worldview. But we do have to admit that I did become, you know, the meaning of that name, Naiad, from very early on. My father would always say, I told you. You see what I told you. I'm the one who told you you're going to be the swimmer.
Let's tie this all back together now. You spoke in front of a few thousand FFA members here at the National FFA Convention, the 89th. How do you feel your message really resonates with those FFA members? You talked about the teens, and often in today's society, teens are often looked at as lazy, but you said it was the opposite with this group. Talk about how your message ties in with today's youth, especially here at the FFA convention.
Well, even today, I'm getting ready to launch the biggest walking initiative in American history. It's called Everwalk. Love it if your FFA members would come on and join us. We're going to get 1 million people to pledge to walk 3 times a week. So it's called Everwalk. So today, I just happen to have some free time. I walked for 4 hours around Indianapolis and everywhere I went because, you know, the FFA kids were out looking at museums, taking walks, going to the zoo. They were out. And I stopped and chatted with a lot of them. And I love the backs of their jackets. I could see the group was from Kansas, and that group was from Illinois, and that group was from West Virginia. They were polite. They were educated. They were curious. They didn't have, most of them didn't know who I am. So some did. But I don't find that with a lot of teenagers I meet. The children of my parents, my friends, et cetera, are sitting around. They can barely answer you. They're not engaged in anything. They're playing video games all day. Not that I have a big judgment about that, but all day, I do. I do have a judgment about that. So I'm looking at a group, and then tonight, in talking to them, I could see their faces. They were hooked in. They weren't looking at their watches, looking at their phones, couldn't wait to get out. They were in it. And so, you know, I see, and I see what the FFA does. You know, it's very results oriented and goal oriented and leadership oriented, and it's a really impressive thing to see that this big a group of American teenagers are doing something positive and something energetic with their lives. Speaking is a two-way street. It looks like there's only one person on the stage, and there are thousands of people out there, and all I'm doing is giving to them, and they're receiving. I'm receiving too. I looked in many. I can't see all 16,000 faces, but I'd say I saw a good 300, 400 actually locked eyes with, and they are looking. They're young. They're looking with hope, like, I get it. Don't give up. Dream big. Live large. I want to do it too. I felt there was a connection and a resonance of that message.
Once again, that was Diane Nyan. She's a distance swimmer and took that on an incredible fleet, swimming from Cuba all the way to Florida. Tried it 4 times, and she's speaking in the 5th time, rather. She successfully did that, speaking here at the 89th Annual National FFA Convention. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskett.